CBS's Jason Brooks.
The Fed statement says while inflation has moderated, economic growth was stronger than expected in the third quarter, and that could keep inflation elevated. Tighter financial conditions for consumers and businesses are expected to slow down economic growth, and the Fed says that dynamic is acting like a rate hike.
It's the second time in a row the Fed's decided not to raise rates, but it could be a while before they go down. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Interest rates could stay at these higher levels for a longer period of time. That makes it tough for borrowers. It makes it tough for anyone who wants to go buy a house. But if you're a saver, you're dancing a jig, ma'am. Like, it has been 10 years since you have seen 5% interest rates in your money market accounts.
Interest rates remain just above 5%. The goal is 2%. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make health care in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand Badger Care eligibility for some people to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a Badger Care public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. A prisoner died at the Waupun State Prison Monday. That's the third death in Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy results won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have had to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A federal judge has dismissed former Packer quarterback Brett Favre's defamation lawsuit against ESPN host Shannon Sharpe. Here's Pete Schwabe.
Sharpe is also an NFL veteran. He made comments on FS1's Undisputed in regard to Favre's alleged involvement in a misappropriated welfare funds scandal. Favre brought the suit after Sharpe said Favre made $100 million but stole money from people who really needed it. Favre has also sued ESPN's Pat McAfee. The former quarterback continues to deny any wrongdoing. He has not been charged criminally.
Wildwood Park and Zoo in Marshfield begins their winter hours today. They're open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays are 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is holding their holiday wreath fundraiser. You have until November 9th to register your wreath. The silent auction will run December 1st through the 5th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers traded defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. The deal finalized just 30 minutes before the NFL deadline. The Bills receiving Douglas and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. The Packers, in return, get a third-round pick. At age 28 and in his prime, Douglas joins the team now with a shot at the Super Bowl. A surprise in Las Vegas. Last night, the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, fired both head coach Josh McDaniels and GM David Ziegler. McDaniels only in his second season. The Raiders at 3-5 just beat the Packers 2 weeks ago. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight to take on the Toronto Raptors. Game time, 6 o'clock. Milwaukee coming off a 122-114 win at home over the Heat. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks defense looked a little gassed in the fourth quarter.
You got a little stagnant at the end, but we learned from that. I got to do better. I don't know if I need to put another ball handler in there.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. I'm Mike Clemens.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tonight, partly cloudy, high of 43 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you go know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making is made every second, every minute, every day, whether you're asleep or awake or even paying attention. And a lot of what we are talking about every day here, your grandchildren read about in history books and you live right through it. An astonishing development with Mike Johnson. This is a fact that I had not known. It had never occurred to me that this could happen. But here it is, and it's frankly very weird. Mike Johnson, when he first ran for Congress about roughly 2016, the last 7 years, he's had a reporting obligation. One of the obligations is to report bank accounts and assets. In 7 years, Mike Johnson has said he has no bank account of any sort. His wife has no bank account of any sort. None of his kids have a bank account of any sort. He has no retirement account, and he has no assets. Now, hold the phone here for a second. Let me give you some facts. As a congressman, he makes, I think it's $176,000 a year. His wife makes $50,000 a year and two jobs, and he makes another $50,000 himself because he has an online teaching gig for Liberty University. His wife has two gigs. She gets money from a group called Onward Christian Education Services and Louisiana Right to Life Education Committee, $50,000 a year. As speaker, he got a big raise. He's going to make $223,000 a year. As I say, he has a $30,000 a year gig with Liberty University online teaching. So right this time, they'll have about $280,000 a year joint income. Before that, they had about $225,000. How do you negotiate life? He has children with no checking account, no bank account, no retirement account, no stocks, no bonds, no investment. And let me give you a couple of other facts that make this even stranger. The regs regarding reporting by congressmen are that you don't have to report your personal home, but you report if you have more than 5,000 in bank accounts, you have to report. It's possible he has less than 5,000 in bank accounts, but I don't see how he does that with an income between $200,000 and $300,000 a year. Zillow rates his home as worth $600,000. He's current on his taxes. This is a guy, you know, I knew a guy, I really did. I knew a guy who worked for a law firm. He was not a lawyer. And he didn't want to do anything on paper like checks or anything in bank accounts. Everything he did was cash. But he also didn't make this kind of an income. He would go down once a month to the electric company and bring a bag full of cash and pay his bill. The gas company, this is way before internet. There was no Spectrum bill or something like that. Buy his groceries for cash, his cars for cash. I'm not kidding. There are guys like that. But the problem with having a Speaker of the House who is like that is that he's susceptible to, frankly, influence peddling or bribery, because there are two possibilities here. One is he really doesn't have any bank accounts. Now, if he doesn't have any bank accounts, I mean, he has a line of credit. He took out a $15,000 loan. He has a mortgage. What, does he go down to the bank in a raincoat and a fedora, fake mustache, and go, here, put the money in this brown paper bag? I mean, that is just very, very crazy. I don't believe that. He also has a very strange history with Donald Trump, believe it or not. Back in 2016, of course, Donald Trump was running against Hillary Clinton. He was interviewed on a television station. Here's his statement, quote, "We have two people, Trump and Hillary Clinton, who are morally bankrupt, yet one of them will be president." This is him on Trump 7 years ago. He's changed his tune. But this thing about money really bothers me, because if he is living paycheck to paycheck and doing a lot of things by cash, and by the way, these regs cover his wife and kids. They can't have more than aggregate the whole family, $5,000 in a bank account. How do you go through life at that level with less than $5,000 in a bank account? Where's your retirement account? Now he'll have a congressional retirement account, but that's not what we're talking about. Before that, he didn't have any of that at all. I simply don't see it. It's possible that he's like Clarence Thomas and doesn't report things, but that's a very serious thing with the Speaker of the House. But what's even more serious with the Speaker of the House is he's telling the truth. And then, remember, Clarence Thomas had somebody pay for family members' education, you know, the vacations, his RV, his van, everything else. I'm not saying that Mike Johnson has done that, but how, for Pete's sake, you're in Washington, D.C., making $223,000 a year with a $30,000 a year gig at Liberty University is $253,000, and your wife is $550,000, that's $303,000, and you're doing it all of a bag. That's just not right. We're going to the line. Cindy of Appleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cindy. What's in your mind today?
I just don't know how somebody could go through life without having accounts, you know, to checking or whatever.
Right.
I just think he's full of beans. But the point is, if he's got that kind of money where he can pay for everything in cash, how can he relate to the common man like myself anyway?
Right. Well, you know, his income, his combined income, now that he's been goosed up to 223 for Speaker, he got a $50,000 roughly raise. You go from 176 to 223. And he has 30 on the side doing online teaching. So that's 253. And his wife makes 50 in two gigs. That's 303. How do you go through life with $303,000 in salary, and it doesn't show up as an asset? Doesn't show up as an asset, Cindy. What do you think? I mean, you know, right. And what is he goes grocery shopping in cash, you know, buys his cars in cash. I really don't buy it. What, he goes to a gas station, they say prepay, stick your card in, and what? He doesn't have, maybe he has a card with no balance on it, but what, does he pay in cash? How does he, American Express, Visa, and MasterCard, how do you pay that balance down in cash? I have direct deposit for 6% of my accounts. Most people do, where they work or whatever. A lot of seniors, Social Security. How can you have direct deposit when you don't have a bank account to deposit it into? I think there's something fishy here. It may be as simple as the fact that he just didn't report it because he didn't bother because he was a backbencher and nobody was paying attention to him. That's possible. And now he'll file a corrected response. It's also possible that he blew it off. You know, he didn't even check it because maybe he doesn't have a huge checking account, but he has one. It's obviously over $5,000. It's got to be over $5,000. You know, when he gets his pay deposited, where does his pay get deposited? Making $223,000 a year, $223,500 a year, a speaker. What does he show up and say, all right, give me my $20,000 this month? Here, I want it in cash. I want it in $2,000 bills. I mean, that's just plain strange. No, I mean, that's just plain strange. I don't think he would have the guts to have a Caribbean or a European account that he's not disclosing and hiding. But I just don't see, and you know, we got to play a little Sherlock Holmes here. I don't see how the Speaker of the House, with an aggregate family income now that he's Speaker of over $300 a year, a little over, but before that, in the twos, anywhere from $225 to $250, how he does these things, and he has kids. How he buys school supplies, pays tuition, you know, buys him a bike or something. Now, maybe he has all credit cards and he doesn't keep a balance. But, all right, he has credit cards. Yeah, you got to pay the balance at the end of the year so that you don't keep an ongoing balance. You got to pay a balance. How do you pay MasterCard and Visa in cash? I mean, I suppose it's possible, but what do you, FedEx them a bunch of cash? I just think that's plain strange, and I think this merits some investigation. Dick Amatis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, maybe Matt, does he have it converted to, like, cryptocurrency? Or there could be this. Maybe
he's supposed to...
the same way that Granny Clampett, remember when she'd get mad at Drysdale and she'd pull all the money out and put it in her mattress?
But I don't want this guy passing on fiscal policy for the United States. I don't want this guy shining me with his expertise when he's talking about budget deficits. You know, I want somebody who's frankly a little normal. I suspect when all is said and done that he didn't report it and he does have a checking account. I mean, I just can't believe he didn't. But why for 7 years, and that, you know, he's gotten reelected, what, 4 times in that time period, how he can possibly have ignored this on his ethics form? It may be we should look at everybody's ethics form. We're going to see a lot of strange stuff. I mean, that may be what's happening. But I just flat out can't believe he doesn't have at least a checking account. I can't believe he doesn't have a rainy day fund and it ain't in his mattress. And I can't believe he pays cash for his cars. I mean, I just don't believe that. And assuming he has a charge card, I don't believe he's shipping a bunch of cash off the Visa and MasterCard. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
We
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
672-789. We're going right to the lines. Nick, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nick?
Hey, Matt. Maybe this guy's laundering money through a church. Maybe he's signing his checks over to some church and they're giving him cash back and it's a tax deduction or something for charitable contributions. But I mean, it is highly suspect. I don't even know how you get a mortgage for, I couldn't even, my first house, but you got to have a bank account. You can't even function. Even if it's a fake one or something with $500 in it, you can't move in today's society without some kind of bank account. So maybe it is something suspect. Maybe he's doing it through his church or something. I don't know. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, great topic, Matt. Always a good show.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting because I have known a guy, another guy, not the guy that I told you about just a little while ago that worked for the law firm but was not a lawyer, who paid everything in cash and he didn't have a checking account. I didn't know that guy, but the guy had nowhere near the income of Mike Johnson. But I did know a guy who was very active in his church, and he did put a lot of money in the church as a sort of a contribution. Although I don't know how you do that without a checking account, but he did. And then the church would give him money back. And I always looked on that as a little suspect, because if you took a tax deduction, but then you get given money back for groceries, that isn't right. I mean, that just flat out isn't right. So, but I don't, why are we having to talk about this? There's a Speaker of the House. He's second in line for the presidency after Kamala Harris. He's it. If Joe Biden, for any reason, couldn't serve, Kamala Harris becomes president. If she couldn't serve, I got news for you. Mike Johnson is the president, and he doesn't know beans. He doesn't know beans about foreign policy. He doesn't know beans about much of anything. He's a very, very peculiar background, quite frankly. I'm very concerned about the guy. I'm expecting that this is all going to be solved now that we're raising it. Everybody's raising it. This came out over the wire today. It may be as simple as, yeah, I should have checked that off. Okay. That ain't great, though. For a speaker, that isn't a good thing. If he just blew it like that, that is not a good thing. I suspect that's what it is. You don't make over 200 or 300 grand a year and do it all, on the sly. I mean, that just isn't right. Go to the lines. Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Claire?
Yes, I'm reading this book again. It's all dog-eared. It's called The Family. Are you familiar with that?
You know, I'm not. Tell me about it, Claire.
There's a guy named Abraham years ago. It's a behind-the-scenes right-wing Christian group that's infiltrated government all around the world. They're the ones that got Uganda or someplace to make the death penalty for gay. But almost everyone you've ever heard of in our Senate and Congress has been in this group. Billy Graham, but they deal in cash. That's one of the things they do. So I'm sure this Mike Johnson is in that group. He couldn't not be.
That's a fascinating point. I'd not heard of that book. Thank you for letting me know about it. But I get back to this. Once a guy is second in line for the presidency, and once a guy is the Speaker of the House with the sole discretion of what gets put on the table to vote on, I do not see how he can keep going without a checking account or without a bank account or any disclosure of assets other than his house, which he doesn't have to disclose. But Zillow It's valued at 600 grand. Okay, that's fine, 600 grand. But as one caller said, how do you get a mortgage? Now, he may have gotten it before he had to disclose anything to the house, and it may have been that he had a bank account 10 years ago or something, or 15 years ago. But why are we having to talk about this? This is just plain weird. It's just very, very plain weird, because this guy has now very elevated influence on discussions of budget deficits and funding for everything. And I'm concerned about it. I'm thinking that he probably blew it, and he will say, yeah, I had a bank account. But I don't know. He hasn't done it so far. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I'm really curious about this not having a bank account, because I think that's kind of a requirement for this kind of thing. He should, because there's no way that he's going to the congressional paymaster and, you know, going to the cashier and saying, give me my pay for this week, and pays all his bills, you know, in cash, goes and pays all his bills in cash, his electric bill, all his utility bills. It sounds to me like, you know, there's been suggested that maybe he just has this money getting deposited to his church or some other group, and that's suspect as well, because this all should be going through his name. And that the fact that he is, if he has blown this off, he should be ejected from Congress immediately, because that's something you just should not be, you know, that how does he pay his taxes? I mean, you can't pay your income taxes in cash. I mean, it is just...
Right. Is it a trust or some weird... Yeah. No, he should have disclosed it. And here's the deal, Mark. And, you know, I need to put up on the board, we just got a text from a listener. Quote, we need to keep the president and vice president separated, not in the same spot, just for safety. And the reason is just for the country now because of the speaker. Here's the good news. The president and the vice president never fly together, and they never are in the same spot, except for the State of the Union, believe it or not. And the speaker and the vice president is there, and the Biden is there. Actually, I wrote a novel about that where ISIS tries to blow up the Capitol right during the State of the Union, precisely to kill them both. It's called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by Matt Flynn. If you're interested in it, my views on all that, just get yourself a copy of Milwaukee Jihad. I think you'll enjoy it. But all kidding aside, you're right. The president and the vice president shouldn't be there at the same time. And frankly, you know, I mean, there's a little part of me that says maybe the vice president shouldn't be there at the State of the Union. You know, president give it and the vice president be in a secure area. But that's for them to decide. I have got to say, before we go on to another topic, that the facts are, it was reported yesterday, that he has disclosed no bank accounts. Fact number one, for 7 years. Number two, he's required to disclose bank accounts if in the aggregate they constitute more than $5,000. So unless, like, he has a $1,500 bank account, his wife has a $1,500 bank account, one of his kids does, but the good point was just made. How do you get paid? You know, twice a month, you know, semi-monthly, they want to deposit it somewhere and they don't want you walking in, or they want to give you a check. So what do? You take the check somewhere and show two forms of ID and get the cash? I just don't like it. I think if I had to solve it, Sherlock Holmes, I think the guy just didn't bother to check the box on this thing. But I don't like that. If he didn't check the box, that's very sloppy. And I don't want him screwing around Israel aid, Ukraine aid, you know, border aid, Taiwan aid. I want somebody who knows what he's doing. We're going to a break. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. Get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From out of nowhere, Bonita has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin officials say they want elected leaders to stop politicizing diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. University system leadership says DEI programming promotes more inclusive communities for all kinds of students. Governor Evers is suing Republican lawmakers after they stalled scheduled pay raises for state university workers. UW system president Jay Rothman says it's time to stop the rancor. Yesterday's snowfall set records in much of Wisconsin. A band of snow made its way from west to east across the state. Appleton saw 4.5 inches of snow. That breaks the old record of 2.7 inches in 2019. Milwaukee suburbs like West Allis report about 4 inches of snow. Wausau and Eau Claire also set snowfall records yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. A man has been charged for the Highway 51 shooting in Marathon County last month. Here's Brittany Merlot.
41-year-old Benny Green is facing 13 charges, including attempted homicide, for the shooting and pursuit that he led police on. On October 6th, Green allegedly fired upon a vehicle traveling north on 51 near Brokaw. This resulted in injuries to two people inside. Police then pursued Green north, where he drove into Lincoln County, before returning again to Wausau, where he was apprehended. Green is currently being held on a $500,000 bond, and a preliminary hearing for the case is on November 6th.
The Wisconsin Rapids VFW Post 2534 is holding a blood drive on November 10th. It will be at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post at 2711 Redden Road from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can make an appointment by calling 877-232-4376 or visit versity.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Craig Counsell is now a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 9 years as the Brewers manager, Craig Counsell is now a free agent. His contract with the Crew expired yesterday. Reports say he has met with the Cleveland Guardians and now the New York Mets. Counsell earned $3.5 million in Milwaukee last season and is looking to significantly raise the bar on pay for Major League Baseball managers. The Rangers won 11-7 over the Diamondbacks last night in Game 4 of the World Series. Texas jumped out to a 10-0 lead, but the D-backs came back. The Texas Rangers now up 3-1 with Game 5 tonight at 7 o'clock in Phoenix. NFL, the Packers with a surprise move, trading defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Bills in exchange for a third-round pick in the draft. College football, the Badgers play against Indiana Saturday. Luke Fickell for an update on quarterback Tanner Mordecai's fractured hand.
I got no updates for you. You know, it comes down to a lot to what Tanner can do.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tonight, partly cloudy, high of 43 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Knife and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Joe Madison, my friend, you're first. What's your mind today, Joe?
Great subject, as always, Matt. You really bring the detail that's really important to understand. Okay, so we have Speaker Johnson, who is claiming no assets at all, and no bank accounts, no checking account, no nothing. And first off, the first question I would have would be, so nothing's listed on that form where you're supposed to check off what you have. Is there a penalty of some sort if you have not been accurate in disclosing to Congress what your assets are? I mean, if you can just blow it off, what's the point in having it? I mean, there has to be some sort of a rebound on that, some sort of effect on that, or I would think every member of Congress would just say, oh, I just didn't get around to it. Sorry, I'll fill it in later. One other thing I would throw into the mix here that's as concerning as, well, does he have Caribbean accounts that he's hiding this in, or is he putting it in his backyard or whatever? New Republic was just indicating on, they were doing some lookup and within the last hour or so, and they said that one thing that is kind of also concerning about this speaker is that he owes a lot of money. He's got this mortgage, and apparently he's still got hundreds of thousands to do on this mortgage. He has a personal loan of tens of thousands of dollars, and in 2019, he took out a home equity line of credit, which, again, tens of thousands of dollars. Okay, now this couple, even before he assumed the speakership, had a combined salary, as I understand it, of over a quarter mil, right? Over $225,000, right? Okay.
Right.
So they live in Louisiana. They don't live in New York City. They live in Louisiana. So one would assume that expenses aren't as bad. So my question is, he's got debt. He's got a lot of debt apparently. So does this put him more in the line of Mr. Trump, who owed a lot of debt? And gee, who did he get to help him pay off his debt? Starts with a P, Mr. Putin. What I wonder is he owes a lot of debt,
right,
and he's
not
claiming where it's from. I think this is a big red flag as to, where is his money? What is going on? And he can cite privacy all he wants to, but the position that he's in is one where people are extremely vulnerable to blackmail,
and
he would seem to be a real logical sort. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks a lot, man.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to respond now, and then the rest of you don't stay on the line. I'll get right to you. Yeah, here's the deal. As far as a penalty, remember Clarence Thomas, even though there's no ethics requirement, there has been a reporting requirement in the Supreme Court, and he blew it off for 15 years. And to fine him or to spank him, the Federal Election Commission, and of course that wouldn't apply to Clarence Thomas because he wasn't a candidate, but the Federal Election Commission could absolutely fine him. But there's three Democrats and three Republicans, and they never agree on anything, ever, ever, ever agree on anything. And so he's not going to get fined, number one. Number two, you're absolutely right about those debts. And they seem to, if he has no assets and he has those kind of debts, that's technically, he's underwater. But I personally can't believe he doesn't have a checking account. Because I don't think you can go out and get a six-figure mortgage, get a line of credit, get tens of thousands of bucks in loans and all that kind of stuff in cash. I mean, not nowadays. Banks are not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're going to be very, very wary about that. And they're going to worry about money laundering and all that. So I personally think that either the reporting was wrong, although it came right out over the wire, or as I suspect, he just didn't do it because he was a backbencher and he didn't spend any time looking at the form and he didn't see it or blah, blah, blah. But the final thing I'll leave you with is that what concerns me the most is that as speaker, he's two away from the presidency. Kamala Harris is the only one before him if there has to be a succession. And number two, he is handling appropriations, expenditures, making professional judgments about trillions of dollars. And if he can't keep his personal finances so you can understand them pursuant to the disclosure requirements, he shouldn't be speaker. He just flat out shouldn't be speaker for a lot of reasons, but he definitely shouldn't be for competence. That is the problem. Okay, we're going to go to another topic now, and a couple of breaks in some of the things that we had talked about before. At Cornell, those terrible death threats and anti-Semitic postings against the Jewish community in Cornell, where people had to be concerned about walking on the campus, disgusting. They arrested a 21-year-old student. He was arrested. He is an engineering student. I think he's a junior, sophomore, junior at Cornell. Cornell is an Ivy League university. It's hard to get into. It's a very, very good university. I think what happened, and then I want to comment a little bit more on this issue. They had a professor at Cornell. And this professor, the minute that the October 7 tortures and murders of Israelis by Hamas occurred, he put out a statement saying he was exhilarated by it. It's about time, he said. And that fed the poisonous atmosphere in Ithaca, in Cornell. And, you know, I think it's very possible that a kid like this was very, very influenced by that. We're going to talk a little more about this issue, but I'm going to quick go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mighty. Wisco Paul.
Well, I just want to talk about the call you just got from Joe. That's very, very troubling news, to say the least. If any of that, if you can't handle your own finances, how in the hell are you going to handle the finances of the U.S.? And the guy, you know what? Somebody said on your show, this guy's Jim Jordan with his suit. So we have some serious problems here, man. I just wanted to thank Joe for calling in and filling us in on that. I appreciate it, Joe. But we have some serious problems now, serious problems. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, one of the problems is this. Somehow he got his way in there. He snuck his way in there. And the procedure by which he did it is very reminiscent of Germany in the 30s in this respect. Because Hitler's party back then, what they did was they used parliamentary procedure to wear down the other side and take power. In other words, they didn't go running into the Reichstag, which is the equivalent of their Congress, with guns and start shooting people right away. They did shoot them later. But they'd go in and they would use the rules to tie up the other side, but not respond in good faith to normal procedures. I'll give you an example. In the Senate, it's Tommy Tuberville. We'll be talking about him too. But in the House, the Republicans have something like 221 votes. It takes 218 to be elected speaker. Well, there are a bunch of them. The numbers range from 8 to 10 or 15 who are absolute right-wing, treacherous sociopaths. And they, long ago, they have allegiance to Trump. Long ago, what they decided was they are going to make sure that no moderate ever becomes speaker, and they are going to throw the government into default, and they're going to do all this stuff. They also don't want aid to Ukraine. Some of them don't want aid to Israel. And they want to blow the deal that Biden and McCarthy entered into in the spring. So what happens? McCarthy extends 45 days of financing to the government till November 17 at the rate that he had agreed with Biden. They had forced him to agree that one congressman alone, one, could declare the chair vacant and trigger a vote again. Gates did it. All of the Republicans, except for about eight, Gates's crowd, voted for McCarthy. And I'm going to tell you something in retrospect. I wish that eight Democrats had voted for McCarthy and put him over, not because I like McCarthy, not because I trust McCarthy, but because McCarthy in the past had agreed to a deal that he stuck by in this 45-day extension. And if he were the speaker now, he would, in my judgment, extend it at least till April and possibly beyond that, number one. And number two, with Ukraine and Israel, I think he would put them together. And if he separated them, he wouldn't load it up with what Johnson has done, which is to gut the IRS, contrary to the deal that Biden McCarthy reached, and contrary to the soft infrastructure, the Inflation Reduction Act. I also think that in general, he put all his crazy stuff, social stuff, just like this guy is going to do, but this guy's a killer. And they just held out and knifed everybody. They knifed Emmers. But then when they put up Johnson, the moderates didn't knife him. Moderates don't play that way. And that's what happened with the more mainstream parties in Berlin in 1932. Going to the lines, Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
I told you several days ago, Matt, that I'm terrified. And I just knew this guy was bad news. And he's much worse than I ever thought he was. And I wouldn't doubt that they're not going to use him for 2024. If the Orange Satan is able to go through. But you watch this guy rise to be able to get on the ticket in 2028. We're in trouble right now with him. I don't know. The Democrats need to somehow get the government to stay open here in November. But after that, I don't know. They're going to have to get people... Republicans, moderate Republicans on their side and get rid of this one. We've got a constitutional crisis going on right now, and I don't think people are bringing that up enough. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And one little anecdote, a guy that I can't stand, as you know, is this Tommy Tuberville. And just now, this happened yesterday, I think, the acting commandant of the Marine Corps had a heart attack because he'd been working so hard. And he had no deputy. There was no commandant either. Tuberville wouldn't he put a hold, unanimous consent, on a commandant. So the guy stepped in as his acting, and then he has the heart attack, and he doesn't have a deputy. The Marine Corps, we have detachments of 2,000 Marines in the Eastern Mediterranean who may have to go ashore in Lebanon. And not only don't they have a commandant, they also don't have a deputy. So Tuberville, finally, the Republicans went to him and broke his arm. He said, okay, I'll let a deputy be confirmed. Who the hell is he? Who is he to say he'll let a deputy be confirmed? Some Marine who's worked his whole life, been in combat for our country, and this crowd is going to not pay him after November 17, number one. And number two, they're not going to give him any leadership until he relents and say, okay, they can have a deputy. Can't have a commandant. They can have a deputy, a new one. You know, this is so offensive about this guy. This is happening. There's still no commanding officer of the Fifth Fleet. There's still no key generals and admirals. And we have two shooting wars that we are peripherally involved in Ukraine and in Israel right now. Our strong allies, we have to back them up. One of them is being invaded by Russia, a genocidal, sadistic invasion by a genocidal, sadistic sadist like Putin. And the other one had an incursion. And I have to read this again. This has bothered me ever since I read it before. The day after October 7th, there was a rally for Hamas in New York. And the idiot that spoke said, quote, there was some sort of rave party and they were having a great time until the resistance came in on gliders and took at least several dozen, but they're doing very fine. They grabbed a few hipsters. That's disgusting. They tortured them. They carved them up and they can't find all their bodies. And we're involved in that. And Tuberville, who never served in the military, is blocking and demoralizing our military. I cannot stand it. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
WAUK. Imagine where
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to switch topics for a second. I want to give you another example of how sneaky the Republicans are, even when they're confronted with overwhelming sentiment against them. And here's an example. It's the way they phrase things on ballots and resolutions and actually on the ballots of the people that you vote for. Down in Missouri, which is one of the worst states for this, this is some years ago, the Republicans would put on the ballot an issue phrase under each name. And under the Democrats' name, that they would put, quote, for gun control. And the Republicans' name under that, they would put for the Second Amendment. Now, when you do that, you turn at least 5% of the vote or more by that kind of selective description, frequently false, of what occurred. That particular trick was overturned by a higher court. And I forget if it was just the Court of Appeals or whether it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was a while ago. But they said Missouri and by extension anyone else cannot presume to do a, quote, synopsis, end quote, on the ballot itself under the name of what they say that the person stood for, even if it's a quotation from their website. Now, that is a no-brainer. In other words, with all the fighting and this, that, and the other thing, on election day, you're not supposed to let anybody within 500 feet of the polls. Even the TV stations don't run ads and they do generic stuff. And you're not supposed to be able to go into the polls and have a partisan poll director put little phrases under the names that twist your conception of the candidates. Okay, so that's established. But up until now, it hadn't been established what you could do if there was going to be a ballot, a referendum on a subject down in Missouri. So here's what Missouri put on a ballot just now, or just a bit ago. And I'm glad to say that the appellate court overturned it and said you can't do that. There was overwhelming sentiment, or at least majority sentiment, to put on a ballot question to the along the lines of, do you approve of legalized abortion in this state? You know, something on that subject, perhaps it was a little phrased differently. Here's what the Republican Party did, who controlled the state. Here's what the ballot said that they were going to send out, quote, do you want to allow for dangerous, unregulated, and unrestricted abortions from conception to live birth without requiring a medical license or potentially being subject to medical malpractice? Now, how would you like to see that on a ballot? Who's going to vote for that? I mean, really, who's going to vote for it? I mean, I think maybe 10% of the people would vote for it because they'd fall for it and they'd think that's what it was. The appeals court said no. you can't do that. But, you know, do you want to allow for dangerous who wants to allow for something dangerous, unregulated, that's going to lead to going to lead to lawsuits? I mean, this is what they do. Now, there's another requirement that you can't have two questions in the same paragraph. In other words, you can't ask people, do you want the state to do such and such and such and such? Because there's going to be plenty of people that want one and not the other. You've got to, and I'm not talking about abortion here, I'm talking about any other subject. And so frequently, what the Republicans do whenever they lose one of these ballot initiatives, whenever they lose them, they will claim that it was misphrased, that it was duplicate, and then there's an awful lot of litigation over it. So one of the things I'm most glad for, quite frankly, is that Megan Wolf is still the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission in our state. And I'll tell you, I saw an ad. I don't know if you saw this ad, but I'm sitting there watching the evening news and an ad comes on. It's obviously a political ad, one of these ones where you can't even read who put it on, and they say it real quick and it's tiny and all this. But it put on a picture of Megan Wolf, and it said, here is a bad person who used illegal drop boxes and a lot of other illegal stuff. Now, before I tell you the rest of the ad, stop the phone, hold the phone. She didn't do anything like that. She's the executive director. The Wisconsin Election Commission votes on it. And the Wisconsin Election Commission voted unanimously originally for drop boxes. And a court overturned it. She had nothing to do with it. She was like the chief of staff. She's the executive director. She was told by the commissioners who were duly appointed what to do. But they have it up here lying and saying that she did it. And, you know, they take a picture of her. And this is true of everybody listening to this and you and me and everybody else. There's some pictures you can take that look really bad. Okay. They just look bad. Some look good. This is a real bad picture. Then they go on, and this blew me away. They say the only thing stopping her being impeached is Robin Voss. They put a picture of him on. He's stopping it. Call Robin Voss and tell him to stop the impeachment of Megan Wolf. Now, first of all, you can only impeach someone for committing a crime or for corruption in office. She's done neither. Janet Protasiewicz in the Supreme Court would overturn her impeachment in a second. But secondly, this is a right-wing group that's attacking Robin Voss. And Robin Voss is very right-wing. But this is a Trump group. This is a Trump group. And remember, he went after Robin Voss because Robin Voss wouldn't overturn the 2020 election. I mean, he did a lot of other bad things. The fake electors, he did all of that. But that one little thing stuck in his craw, Trump went after him, and Robin Voss barely won re-election. He had like 51% of the vote. Guy, 29-year-old, totally without any credential, got 49%. Just on Trump's say-so. And Trump's donors, the big boys who are behind Trump, are putting this ad on to try to foul up Megan Wolf. So if you see the ad, if anybody talks to you about it, just say, we don't want what's going on in Missouri that has to end up in court about the phraseology and ballot initiatives and putting stuff under people's names. We want an honest executive director, and Megan Wolf is an honest executive director. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. Foreign passport holders and a handful of Americans have been released by Hamas in Gaza and are now scrambling to safety at the Rafah gates.